Blog Talk Radio. Everyone, and happy Friday to you all. This is your host, Brianna Densher, and you are listening to the New Heights Show on Education. The New Heights Educational Group Incorporation promotes literacy for children and adults by offering a range of educational support services. Such services include assisting families in the selection of schools, organization of educational activities, and acquisition of materials. We promote a healthy learning environment and enrichment programs for families of preschool and school-age children, including children with special needs. The New Heights Educational Group offers support to all students, whether in public schools, private schools, charter schools, or to homeschooled students. On today's show, I have the lovely Maria Lang, who is the director of the art program called Art Talkin', which I had a little chance of talking about on last week's episode. And today she is on the air with me, and I have the chance to interview her about the program that she is offering, as well as learning a little bit more about Maria herself. So, Maria, thank you so much for being on today's show.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Visit us online at www.newheightseducation.org, or you can contact the New Heights Educational Group directly by calling 419-786-0247. You can also email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com. Please remember to push follow us for updates on upcoming shows, or you can visit our website to see host bios and keep track of your favorite hosts and all of our shows. Here are the following announcements from the New Heights Educational Group for this week. First off, a special thank you to Patty Blackmer for your donation of a set of trick geography books. A special thank you to Bill McIntosh for the Books by the Bushel for donating a packet of children's books to the New Heights Educational Group. A thank you to our host, Victoria Lowry, for donating Don't Date a Dud. And don't forget that Victoria has her own show that you can listen in, the New Heights Show on Education. A special thank you to Anjali Baker, who is a volunteer, who even though she was evacuated because of the hurricane, was still able to complete 4 assignments. You're definitely an incredible person, and we are very thankful to have you as a volunteer. Also, a special thank you to all of the volunteers who have supported the New Heights Educational Group over the years and have made it possible for us to continue to expand education. The New Heights Educational Group is also happy to welcome Ms. Maria Lang to our educational team. We are excited about her affordable and high-quality art classes, and Maria, once again, is on the show with me today. And on this week's episode, you guys will have a chance to learn more about Art Talkin' and the courses that Maria has offered to us. So that is it for the announcements for this week. And now back to today's show, in which I have Miss Maria Lang. So Maria, it is definitely a pleasure to have you on the show today. I've definitely heard a lot about you and the art courses that you have made available through the New Heights Educational Group. And I think that the most important question that I would want to ask you is, what initially inspired you to create your own art program?
Well, initially, I was interested in a way to be self-employed so that I could have the freedoms that come with that. And I loved art, and so I was kind of hoping that I could have some kind of way to do art from home. But I think the biggest reason that I chose to do an art education course specifically was that I was homeschooled, and I had access to a really good art teacher in my own town, and I was blessed to be able to learn from her from the time that I was 8 until I graduated high school. But I realized that not all homeschoolers have that opportunity. And I have some experience trying to learn art from a book because that was part of my homeschool curriculum, and it's really hard. You can't see the art being created, and there's no one to explain to you how to do it. And so I wanted to create an alternative for other homeschoolers that was affordable and family-friendly.
That's definitely great. And I myself am not a very good artist, I have to admit that. But I definitely, have a lot of respect for people who are able to express themselves through art, whether through painting or drawing or, any kind of other artistic styles. And I know that, I have tried over the years to, learn a little bit of art and how to draw just little things like cartoons. And I've been able to actually get a little bit of experience through various videos. So does your program include, the usage of videos or some kind of, technology-related devices where people can see the art in action?
Yes, it is mostly made up of videos which show you step-by-step how to draw various things, starting from the basics and building up from there. And then we also have some worksheets that go with some of the videos to kind of give people extra practice on the things that need to be spent more time on.
That's great. And I think, the best thing that you're doing is that you're allowing students, and not only students, as I learned about your program, that it's actually available to really everyone, whether parents or adults who are interested in learning art at any age level, that you're, allowing people to start to draw and start to learn art at whatever age that there are. And this is especially good, as you mentioned, for homeschool students, because many homeschool students do not have the opportunities that regular students who go to a brick-and-mortar school would have, where, they would be able to be in a physical classroom with an art teacher. And it is difficult, as you mentioned, to be working with, books or any kind of textbooks, because it is definitely important to learn how to draw or how to paint, or really the basics of art through seeing it all live and seeing, everything come together in real life rather than from a page or paper. So you mentioned that you have been, painting and drawing and interested in art since you've been homeschooled. So in total, how long have you been dedicating yourself to the subject of art?
Well, I've been drawing since I could hold a pencil. When I was little, I would draw pictures and make books out of them, and since I couldn't write yet, I would dictate the story to my mom for her to write at the top of the pictures. So drawing has probably been my favorite hobby ever since that time, and it's what I've always done just to relax, to express my feelings, even to help me focus in school. I'd actually draw the things I was learning in history to help me learn them, and I still have stacks and stacks of paper with drawings on them just because I spent so much time drawing. And then I was an art major in college, so I would say that's when I really got serious about really getting good and making that my life. But I spent a lot of time learning and trying to be my best even before that.
Wow. So, you know, I definitely, I can see how art has been, you know, a huge part of your life. And I love that you've kind of been able to dedicate yourself to art, because it is something that a lot of people are not really fit in at the present time. Most people are definitely going into, you know, either the engineering field or the computer science field. And I do think that it is wonderful how there are people out there who are still remain focused on the artistic creativities of life, such as art and poetry and creative writing. And I myself, although I cannot draw, I myself am interested in poetry and in writing, which are also various forms of creative art. So, So what kinds of different art are there that you have studied? I know there are definitely a lot, but what kinds have you personally studied?
Personally, I've studied drawing, all different kinds of painting, sculpture, stained glass, and fiber arts, and pottery.
Wow, so you definitely, you know, have a wide range of experiences in relation to art. And I think that's wonderful, you know, and the fact that you've created this program to allow people to have some of the experiences that you've had is definitely amazing. And I'm very happy that the New Heights Educational Group is able to offer such a course. And I will definitely enroll myself in Art Talking, because I do think that it is a wonderful program that allows anyone to, you know, begin to draw and begin to their first, you know, basic blocks of art. And I think that this is definitely a great opportunity that you have provided people with. So
thank you.
What kinds of various artistic styles are included in your program?
We mostly focus on drawing. We build up later and do have some instruction on painting and even on stained glass. But it's essentially, it's built so that people can learn any skill no matter where they start from. And I got the idea for the structure from my Drawing 1 class in college, where we spent weeks covering huge sheets of newsprint with lines and circles so that we got really good at the basics. And everything else we learned was built on something we'd done previously. So even if you had already done something in the past, you understood it better by learning it all from the beginning again. And so Art Talking is similar, since we start with the basics and build up from there. And after you've gotten through the core curriculum, which teaches the basics of drawing and later instructs in detail how to draw faces in the human body, you can go through specialized lessons on how to paint with watercolor and several other media. So we'll have watercolor and also another media called watercolor markers, which basically you just scribble with markers and then you apply paint to it and you get some really cool results from it. And we'll have lessons on pastels and on acrylic paint and hopefully in the future also on oil paint in addition to the stained glass that I mentioned. And many of those we're still working on, but some of them are already available.
Wow, you know, that's so cool. And, you know, you're mentioning these things that I've never even, you know, heard about. And, you know, it's wonderful, as I mentioned before, that you're expanding through all of these different artistic styles and giving people the opportunity to not only, you know, draw or paint, but to also explore other measures of the art world. And are these classes live or are they at your own pace classes?
They're at your own pace classes. We have it set up so that it can be as flexible as people want it. They can rewatch the videos as many times as they need to. They can spend weeks on one lesson. They can go through 5 lessons in one day. It completely depends on the person or the family. But we do offer curriculum guides, which break all of the lessons down into either 1-year or 2-year plans. That's just for the drawing courses. That doesn't include the painting classes later because those are separate. But the drawing classes, we do hope that people will go through it their own right, but in case people need some structure or just kind of a guide so that they know how to fit it all in, we do offer that as well.
So if a person were to, let's say, dedicate every single day to your art program, what is the maximum amount of time that they would kind of have, or what is the maximum level of modules that the program goes up until?
There are 8 basic modules, and those are on drawing. And most of them have about 15 lessons or so in them. And some of those lessons have the video and then 1 or 2 worksheets, it depends. But every lesson has the video. And so when I was putting together the curriculum guides, I was able to fit it all into 1 school year, but that was really tight. I would say probably 1.5 years would be the most comfortable pace to get through it, but it was definitely easy to bake a 2-year plan as well, because it gave people more time to practice and slow down and really focus on the skills before moving on.
So you mentioned that some of the courses, that the modules in the program, you have personally created from your experiences with in college classes and through your homeschooling when you were in primary and secondary school. So what approximate age range would you recommend that a person be for these art classes?
They're arranged so that any age group can learn. I would say probably you would want to be at least 8 or 9 years old before starting. But we also offer a module that's especially focused for kids as well. So it's a little bit more broken down with more everything in the program is very family friendly, but the kids module is especially drawing things that kids would enjoy drawing, like snowmen, just fun things like that. But yes, it's definitely set up so that we hope that anybody can learn from it no matter what their age is.
So, you know, I'm thinking that this is definitely something that a family can do together, as, you know, spending family time or quality time together. You know, they can enroll in these art classes and do this program together, maybe spending a few days every single week on this program. So I definitely think that this is something that not only children or kids can do, but also, you know, families all together.
Yes, that's the hope.
So I know that there is, as I mentioned, there are, you know, various videos out there on the internet, and there are other kinds of programs that are offered by different institutions or different schools. So how is Art Talkin' different from the other programs out there? So what makes it unique?
Well, we were aware of lots of different videos, especially on YouTube, when we started the program, and so we realized that in that sense we would have a lot of competition. But the reason that we think the Art Talkin' is unique is that, unlike many of the programs that we have found, it focuses mostly on drawing and the skills and the foundations that you need to really become good for anything that you would want to draw in the future, whereas many of the other programs that we've come across have taught specific skills, like cartooning or something. And while we hope to have many specific skills and continue working on it for years to come, such as, you know, the stained glass module that I mentioned earlier, we really focus on teaching the very foundational basics before building up, and we do build up. We try to get people to an advanced intermediate level just with the drawing courses, and then we hope to keep offering new projects to work with people every week, at least as long as we continue working on the program, which I would be happy to do for the rest of my life, to be honest. So it's going to be a program that you're never going to run out of art to work on if you stick with it, and that's what we hope makes it unique.
And, you know, I love that you're saying that, you know, even though you've created this program, that you are going to be offering more improvements through it, and you are going to be, you know, adding more and more to Art Talkin'. And I definitely think that this is definitely giving more opportunities to people who are enrolled in the courses, especially to children who are just starting out with the fundamental basics of art. So does your course also cover, you know, the various different types of vocabulary, or, you know, art through history, or is it more specifically inclined to the creative process where it is more towards drawing rather than the history and the vocabulary portion?
It's definitely mostly focused on the drawing. I do try to weave in a little bit of vocabulary just as I am talking through the lessons. For instance, I have one module that is focused entirely on perspective. And so as we're drawing, we talk about what different words mean that are associated with it. So it's woven into the lessons as opposed to actually having specific lessons devoted to the vocabulary. With the history, I am putting together actually some free resources on my blog, which just talk a little bit about an artist whose birthday it is that day. And a lot of art history focuses on the artist's life facts, you know, where they were born, who their family were, that kind of thing. And I want to focus more on what inspired the artist, what's moving about the piece, that kind of thing, and point out different artistic techniques that were used in the paintings, things that I find actually interesting in art history. And so that's a resource that I have on my website, which is marialang.net. It's just my name, marialang.net. And I offer that as a free resource, but we're also hoping to weave that into the Art Talkin' program with the membership site as well.
Wow, and I definitely agree with you when you say that it is more important to explore a specific artist's perspective on a painting or a specific drawing rather than necessarily their biography, because I do think, you know, the program that you are offering is great, that especially since it's for kids, it's more, you know, important for children to first learn the basics of art and some, you know, basic vocabulary terms rather than, you know, going straight to the history and of different painters and artists out there and kind of instead seeing what they were focusing on or what inspired them to do something. And, you know, I love that. And I think that this art course, this program is definitely great and something that should really be utilized not only by children and kids, but adults and even, you know, beyond adulthood years. So where mm-hmm. can one access these art courses?
The art courses can be accessed from the website that I mentioned earlier. However, if you're in the New Heights homeschool group, we ask that you access it through that website, and there will be a link to that underneath this interview shortly after the interview is over.
Yes, so to everyone who is listening in, the link to the courses, to the Art Talkin' program, will be provided in the description below, where you will have a chance to click on it and learn more about the courses and how to enroll in them. And also, Maria mentioned that she has her own blog, that is marialang.net, and I will also be posting the link in the description below to Maria's blog. And one last thing that I wanted to ask you. So how much do the Art Talkin' classes cost?
You can do a monthly subscription, which is $19 a month, or there's also an option for $190 a year, which would be how much 10 months would cost if you did the monthly. So
definitely.
You save a little
bit budget a year. And, you know, I think those prices are definitely very minimal in comparison to the prices that anyone would see of going to a real, you know, studio or working with a teacher one-on-one. So I definitely think that this price is something that would be very flexible to a lot of families. And is this price for...
Go ahead.
I wanted to ask if this price is for families altogether or for one individual person.
Yes. The price is for the whole family. We do ask that multiple families do not share this price, but we hope that families can afford this and individual people would often pay that much for a single hour lesson just for one person in the studio. And so we're offering this for, you know, that price for a whole month for the whole family. So we really do think it's a very economical option.
I agree. So to, you know, to everyone listening in today, don't forget that our talk-in costs only $19 a month, or you also have an option to buy the course for $190 a year. So Maria, it was definitely a very special opportunity to get to speak with you and to learn more about the Art Talkin program and to also learn more about art in general. And it's definitely something that I really enjoyed, and I really enjoyed doing this interview with you today. And I really think that Art Talkin will be a huge success through the New Heights Education Group and through, you know, other families out there who are interested in having their students take art lessons, or, you know, to have the family spend time together by taking these art classes. Once again, everyone, the program is called Art Talkin, and the link to the Art Talkin program will be posted in the description below. And you can also visit Maria Lang's blog at marialang.net. So, Maria, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you to everyone for tuning in to this week's show and learning more about the Art Talkin program, as well as Maria Lang herself. Have a wonderful rest of the week, everyone, and I will see you all next Friday. Take care, guys.